Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Virginia School District is now restoring a teacher fired over religious beliefs. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, this Montgomery County Public Schools in Virginia really needs to go to the back of the classroom because they had fired the substitute teacher simply because she expressed her religious and political beliefs on her own social media.
Yeah. On her own private social media. She's not doing it as a school teacher. So Liberty Counsel was contacted by this substitute teacher, and we sent a demand letter to the Virginia School District, Montgomery County Public Schools, and now, fortunately, they have reversed their position, which otherwise would have been a costly mistake, and they have reinstated this substitute teacher. The district had removed this newly hired teacher when they discovered her past social media post expressed her beliefs about gender ideology. And that's when they terminated her. Liberty Counsel sent the demand letter pointing out that the school district's action violated her First Amendment rights, violated Title VII employment law, and also violated Virginia law that protects teachers who are able to speak on public matters in their private capacity. The district has now returned this teacher after receiving our demand letter to her rightful position and added her back to the substitute teacher list.
You know, it really makes you wonder, are they like monitoring everyone's social media, all these teachers? I mean, it's not like she stood in the classroom and said, you have to believe this or you have to believe that, you know, but she's on her own private social media, her free speech on her own time. Are they monitoring all of that?
Somebody is, or somebody must have possibly, quote, friended. You know, not all your friends are real friends
real
on
friends.
Social media. It's kind of a misnomer. They really need to to rename that.
Kind of friend. Maybe you could label it that. You're a kind of friend.
Yeah, maybe followers. I don't know.
Yeah.
But somebody must have reported her and said, oh, she expressed her view on gender ideology. You know what? It's the same view that is the policy of the United States of America, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So wake up, people. The last couple weeks since January 20, in fact, on January 20, the policy of the United States of America is that there are two genders, male and female, and this gender ideology, this harmful gender ideology, has been soundly rejected. And so that's the policy of the United States. So can she not post on her private social media and repost that statement from the official White House webpage that was posted on January 20? Can she not repost the executive order of the President of the United States regarding gender ideology? Otherwise, she would be fearful of her job.
Yeah, and the way they handle it, Matt, I mean, she completed the hiring process. She reported to her first substitute teaching assignment, and only 2 hours later, a school human resources official came and escorted her out of the building, and the district school board entered a closed session and removed the teacher from the approved list after they discovered her social media post. And however, apparently she's the only substitute teacher to be removed in the school district for expressing free speech outside of the classroom.
Yeah, this was just in September 2024 when this happened, when she completed the hiring process.
I mean,
this is demeaning.
Doing that in front of students.
On her very,
On
her very first day, 2 hours.
We're going to escort you out like
after she
you're
begins
a criminal.
Her first assignment.
Yeah.
So she's there with kids.
Uh-huh.
And the kids say, oh, what happened to the teacher? Well, somebody came in and they escorted her out. What'd she do? And then they find out, oh, well, she posted something on social media that, oh my goodness, there's only two sexes, male and female. How amazing is that? And they escorted
truth.
Her out. And then the school board, I mean, this is just unbelievable. They go into a closed session to have a vote, and they remove her from the approved list because she happens to believe that you shouldn't cut off healthy breasts, or you shouldn't be taking puberty blockers, or you shouldn't be taking cross-sex hormones because you can't change your sex. There's two sexes, male and female. Get over it. There's not 100, there's two.
Well, you know, we kind of set the school district straight in a letter that we sent. And it said, as interpreted by the Supreme Court of Virginia, this teacher has the right in her capacity as a citizen to freely speak and write regarding her religious views and political views as they are informed by her faith. And neither she nor any other teacher of this school district may be penalized for speech expressed in a private capacity, whether that speech takes place pre-employment or during employment, but in a private capacity.
You know, for the teacher, I'm glad that this happened quickly. She's back on the teacher's list again, and we're going to monitor to make sure that they actually don't discriminate with her in other ways, more subtle ways. But, you know, on the other hand, I would have liked to take some of these people to deposition.
Yeah.
And put them in the hot seat.
This is like third world,
and,
you know.
And say, you know what I mean? Put one of these people, take the HR person. I'd love to see that HR person in a deposition. Put that person on the hot seat and say, can you read this? What is this? It looks like it appears to be an executive order of the President of the United States. What is this? It appears to be a print off of the first page, homepage of the White House website. Can you read one of the lines there? What is the policy of the United States?
Or how about the First Amendment, Title VII, or the Virginia law that protects teachers?
I would love to have them read that and say, tell me what the policy of the United States of America is.
And so how does that compare with this teacher's
And so how
posts?
Is that different than what she said?
Yeah.
And so you're firing her because she's in agreement with the policy of the United States of America? And then maybe even read them from some of the quotes from this other Virginia court case that actually dealt with a very similar situation and say, so how do you explain this? I would have loved to have put these people in the hot seat, but you know.
Well, actually this happened though, 2024, so it wasn't quite enacted then, but now you can go back and say.
Right, now you could.
How about that now?
How about that now? Is there a new change that you have noticed anywhere?
There are not really 130, you know, genders.
You mean there's not 130 genders? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so it's good news. But, you know, we are dealing with this all over the country, whether it's teachers or whether it's parents, for example, where these schools are still trying to dig in. President Donald Trump's executive order will go a long way, but it's still obviously not rooting out all of these resistors. There's pockets, and they will stay there, and they won't change until they are forced. And sometimes that requires court order, and sometimes that requires paying financial repercussions for their unconstitutional acts. Fortunately for this Montgomery County Public Schools, they have saved themselves a lot of money and a lot of heartache for doing the right thing. And hopefully they have learned a lesson. And now, hopefully the kids, you know, I think about this from the kids' standpoint, too. Because the kids will say, this substitute teacher's back. She's been vindicated.
Right.
The school was wrong.
But this is a
teacher was
these
right.
are schools, Matt. They're supposed to be teaching children truth. Truth. I mean, look at, you know, your basic math, science, arithmetic, all that, but truth in all of that. And so for them to be pushing this gender ideology is so wrong.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, you know, my view of some of these public schools is that they are so far gone. I'm thankful for the Christian teachers that are there that can still be light. But as a parent, you know, why send your kids into the lion's den? These are places, even in small towns, where a lot of the gender ideology is being pumped into these kids. And if it's not even from the school, it's from the kids that they're associating with, things that they're reading, whatever kinds of other junk that they're bringing there, and they're associating with your kid, and they are more in contact with your child than you are. So I encourage you, as Donald Trump recently has done, actually to exercise school choice. That's why we started Covenant Journey Academy. You can go to cj.academy, cj.academy. It's a K-12 full service online academy available 24/7, 365, anywhere in the world, self-paced. So you can take your time, go faster or slower. There's a certain amount of time you need to complete a course, no earlier than 8 weeks, no later than 12 months. So you can pace yourself. You can go faster or slower depending upon your need. And you have amazing courses, over 150 courses taught by certified teachers. Exercise school choice because your most important investment, the most important thing you'll do as a parent, is the lives and the well-being and the education of your children. That's the legacy that you'll ultimately lead.
And, you know, be encouraged too, because another order he signed was to eliminate radical indoctrination in K through 12.
Absolutely.
So he just keeps on coming.
Keeps on coming. Yeah. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.